Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
I actually met my wife on CatholicSingles.com, if you can believe that.
Really?
And about... Yes, I had never done that before. Didn't have any problems with dating.
Natalie and Aaron met on CatholicSingles.com after they realized that they needed to find someone who shared their faith. Meet other faithful Catholics on the original Catholic dating site. Download our app today for free. Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content. But you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Frank Friar Podcast. I'm your friendly neighborhood Carmelite, the Frank Friar, a.k.a. Father Nicholas, reporting to you all from the Bronx here in New York City. And today I want to talk a little bit about vocations and the Good Shepherd. Now, this episode comes out on Monday, and just this past Sunday was Good Shepherd Sunday, but it is also the World Day of Prayer for vocations in the church. So, for years now, that day, Good Shepherd Sunday and the World Day of Prayer for Vocations, that we have... You know, sort of this universal call. That's why that word world is so important in that call for vocations. It's not just a regional thing, but all Catholics around the world are to pray for an increase of vocations in the church. Now, it is important to know that no person is entitled or worthy to be a priest, a friar, nun, monk, religious sister or brother, consecrated virgin, husband, wife, mother or father. All of these vocations are a gift given to a person by God. No one has a right. No one is entitled, and no one is worthy of these things. That is why it's important to realize them as a gift. So, what is the purpose of the gift of our vocation? Now, yesterday, in our second reading, which was St. Peter gives us an example, or really an answer to that question, which he tells us, and that answer is this, that Christ has given us an example to follow. Humans themselves, in general, we are a mimetic creature. We need models to follow and to guide us. We need someone to mimic. These models offer, and we have many of them in our lives, offer a possible life-giving form to our lives in a chaotic world. But the model and person of Christ is the penultimate model and thus fulfillment of our human nature. It is Him that the totality of who we are as persons are realized, renewed, and transformed. So modeling Him and mimicking Him brings us, by His grace that He bestows upon us, to become like Him. Through embracing and living out now one's vocation, that person becomes more like Christ. And as St. Peter reminds us, through that following of example, the person gains God's abundant life. God gives life to all people, but when we strive to be like Jesus, His abundant life overflows into ours. That's a very important word in that passage of St. Peter, abundant life. Now, a fundamental aspect that is necessary for living out our vocation, you know, every day in the church, is the need to listen. Jesus is our good shepherd who speaks to us and calls us to Himself. One of the importance of that 10th chapter of John's Gospel, He calls to His sheep. By learning to listen to His gentle voice, our lives via our vocation begin, or really become, harmonized with His, and His beauty becomes our beauty. Thus, embracing and growing in one's vocation requires time and patience. It is like an orchestra. When an orchestra first comes together, they are not in harmony, so their beauty is hidden from the world. However, when each member of the orchestra accepts and listens to the guiding presence of the leader and leadership of the conductor, Then each person becomes harmonized with the other and the beauty of the orchestra is fully realized. What impedes this harmonization? The desire for certainty, I believe. The desire for certainty is an enemy to this process of living out our vocation. When we desire certainty from God about our vocation, like commanding him to open up the heavens and tell us exactly what he wants to do, we have our heart at the center of our lives and not the Sacred Heart of Jesus Christ. The desire for certainty can make us deaf to God's gentle voice by placing our voice over his. The hunger for vocational certainty hinders the growth of faith because it perpetuates doubt, because it makes the human heart the arbiter of God's will. Yet, my brothers and sisters, God does offer us certitude. Vocational certitude is rooted in who God is. He is the one that calls. So even if we fall short and make mistakes along our vocational journey, no matter how dire those mistakes might have been on our vocational journey, he still calls us to himself. Why? Because he is the good shepherd. Our good shepherd is always calling us to himself. It is in this call by our vocation that he leads us to himself. It is in listening and becoming attuned that we see the importance now of families. It is in families that children are shown how and why they need to listen to God. Parents and grandparents are the first model for their children, I should say, how to be like Jesus. Now, the role and need of families do not mean a family must be perfect, but it does require parents to be authentic. By that, I mean they strive always to be who they are called to be in the person of Jesus Christ. If parents do not pray, their children won't pray. If parents do not give and receive love from each other, their children will not learn how to either. If parents do not speak about the different vocations in the church, then their children will always struggle to hear God's voice if God is calling them in that direction. God gives each person a vocation in this life. However, that vocation is birthed in the life of a family and needs to be nourished in that family and, of course, supported by the wider church at their local parish. God calls us to become like Christ. So families, particularly parents, are the most important people to help children see this truth, accept this truth, and live this truth. By living a life in harmony with the call of our Good Shepherd through the vocation given to us, the beauty of God is made known in our individual lives and is shown to the whole world. The fruit of the Spirit will always grow abundantly in a life that embraces the vocation from God and seeks to live it truly from an authentic heart. As my Carmelite sister, St. Teresa Benedict of the Cross, a.k.a. Edith Stein, wrote, "Lay all of your cares about the future trustingly in God's hands, and let yourself be guided by the Lord just like a little child." And finally, from my other sister in Carmel, may the wisdom of the little Saint Therese help us also in our vocations. God would never inspire me with desires which cannot be realized. So in spite of my littleness, I can hope to be a saint. Thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'm with you. Know that I'm praying for you. May God continue to bless you in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you very much for your time today, my brothers and sisters. If you like what I'm doing on this podcast, make sure to click that subscribe button and leave a little comment, a little review for us. Also, if you want more of my content, head over to my website, thefrankfriar.com. There on my website, thefrankfriar.com, you can find links to Catholic Stand articles, blog posts, links to my YouTube channel and videos on it. Also, different social media links that I use. And you can also email me through that website. All this at thefrankfriar.com. Thank you for your time today. Know that I'll be praying for you.
Teachings for an Unbelievable World is a newly discovered work written by St. John Paul II, then Archbishop Karol Wojtyla of Krakow, in the years just after Vatican II. This is the first English language publication of this important work. In this hardcover book that Scott Hahn calls one of the greatest hidden treasures unearthed in our time, 13 brief homilies provide compelling teaching for Catholics in today's post-Christian world and give fresh insights into JP2's pontificate. You can get a copy of this important new book at AveMariaPress.com. Use code JP2Teachings That's JPII Teachings to get 20% off your copy today. Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small batch artisan coffee using top-tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/breadboxmedia. Experience coffee like never before.